number 74 in our book. Number 74 in the white book. Jesus, Lord. Yes, stop looking for all the people. Look for Jesus. He's still here. He didn't go back to the city this afternoon, but he's here. And if we open our eyes, or maybe we should say, if he could open our eyes, we'd see that there are more with us than against us. Because Jesus is here. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And so just turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. Let him come. Let him come in. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, it is Jesus. It's Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You're here, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we love you. Lord, we see you. Hallelujah. Live out your life, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good.
26. Let's sing it together. 26.
Two things. First of all, in the book Radiant Glory, there is an account of one of the ministers, Mrs. Judd, who came into a Pentecostal meeting, and she enjoyed the loudness, and she enjoyed the praise, and she loved that, but she couldn't understand the silence. And she said, as she was leaving, she said to Mrs. Robinson, who happened to be the minister in charge, the senior minister, she said, "I enjoyed everything but the silence. I didn't understand it." And she was she ran a women's business school. And so she was a very proper woman, and she had her ducks in a row. And she just didn't understand that. And she made her point very clear. And Mrs. Robinson's reply was, "Oh, wow." Not she didn't use wow. But she said, "You don't understand one of the most powerful moves of the Holy Spirit." And the second thing I had to remember just now was what the Lord did for me in quiet. I remember I was going to college, and I didn't know what the term was at the time, but I had what they now call anxiety something or other, where I felt I was constantly on a caffeine high. And I was so jittery. I was just nervous, and I didn't know why. And I used to come to camp then. I had the privilege of coming up to camp a lot during the winter. At the time, we had a winter program. And it was much too cold to have this lodge open, but they had the prayer room heated. Brother Gardner was the minister. And we had such wonderful, wonderful meetings at that time, and there was a lot of silence, especially at the altar service. And that's why I recommend to our young people, when we have an altar service at camp during the season, and it's quiet, take that in. God is moving during that quiet time.
Yes.
We don't understand it, and we can express that to the Lord. "I don't understand what you're doing, Lord, but I believe you're doing something in me." And that's how I was taught to pray. And without a big fanfare, that just lifted from my soul. That heaviness just lifted over it was a specific period of time. And I attribute it to the working of the Holy Spirit, the powerful working. In quiet and stillness, the Bible says, will be your reward. And I'm so thankful that we can appreciate that. I'm so thankful that we see this again and again in camp. For a couple of years it was missing. But now we see God moving again where he brings us into quiet. And all that he would continue that move, that working of the Holy Spirit works deep in our hearts. God knows our psyche. God knows exactly what we're made of. He knows what our questions are, our problems. And he can work deep in our hearts. He can undo all those tangles that we have. And oh, I'm so thankful for the power of the Holy Spirit in that regard.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Blessed quietness, holy quietness, what assurance fills my soul. On the stormy sea, he speaks peace to me. How the billows cease to roll.
Hallelujah. I hope I got my authors right, but I've mentioned Dr. A.B. Simpson a few times this weekend and his experience, and I think it was he that wrote The Power of Stillness. Am I right about that? A.B. Simpson. And it's more than a tract. It's perhaps, I call it a little pamphlet. But it's all about stillness and the great power that there is as we get still It's not just an outward stillness. You can be very silent or quiet on the outside, but be going 100 miles an hour on the inside. You could be planning your day tomorrow, how long it's going to take you to get home, where you're going to go next, what your week is going to be all about. And then you go right down the list, and your mind is at work, and your mind is continually going, going, and in your heart it's going, going. And for the Holy Spirit to be able to rein all of that in, I tell you, that is a real mighty work of God. If He could shut us up on the inside and all those voices that clamor and all that agita that goes around in us, the things of this life and this world, and we can get so still that we can hear His still, small voice. And maybe that's why it takes so long sometimes, and maybe that's why it's so hard to achieve. It's hard to get still. It's hard to disengage everything. It's hard to stop, and I don't think our culture lends itself to stopping. We are always on the go. We're always being bombarded by something. Something has to be in our ears. Something has to be filtering through our mind. But Dr. Simpson, after he had a nervous breakdown, and really was brought to the end of himself, and found out that he couldn't do this. He just couldn't, but he said, I found the Lord could. I can't, but He can. And so I'm going to take Him, and He's going to undertake for me. And he learned then to live that way. He learned to live in the Spirit. But he also learned there's that power of waiting upon God, of getting quiet in His presence, of being still before Him. And so if you, I have a copy someplace, and I'm sure it's easy to find, and it's probably even online. But if you get a chance to read that, or maybe meditate on it, or think about those scriptures that he writes about, The Power of Stillness by A.B. Simpson, and then to learn that discipline, and let the Holy Spirit bring us into that quiet confidence. You know, that chorus we just sang, the verses, it all is about the Holy Spirit. Talking about the Comforter has come, and He abides with us forever, and makes our humble hearts His home. Blessed quietness, holy quietness. What assurance fills my soul. And I'm thankful that the Lord helps us. I know that we could use more. Some of our prayer meetings particularly get very quiet and still, and as Sister Joanne said, I've been in meetings like that too. You sit still and quiet for almost 2 hours, and then Uncle Hunts would say, let's change the order of the service. We can have an altar service now, more of the same. But God works. God works. He brings things into line that need to be brought into line. He corrects things. He brings the high places down. He does miracles as we just get still and know that He is God. And then let Him minister to us in that quietness and in that stillness. And I'm thankful for His presence, that He comes by, and whether it's loud or quiet, I trust we can learn to enjoy all His ways and all the ways that He leads us. And may He continue. May He have His way. Praise the Lord. Brother George and Sister Liz have a song for us tonight. Come, please.
Give me thy heart, says the Father above. No gift so precious to Him as our love. Softly He whispers wherever thou art, gratefully trust me and give me thy heart. whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart, speaking so tenderly. Says the Savior of men, calling in mercy again and again. Turn now from sin and from evil depart. Have I not died for thee? Give me thy heart. Whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart, speaking so tenderly. Give me thy heart. Give me thy heart, says the Spirit divine. All that thou hast to my keeping resign. Grace more abounding is mine to impart. Make full surrender and give me thy heart. Give me thy heart, give me thy heart. Hear the soft whisper wherever thou art. From this dark world he would draw thee apart, speaking so tenderly.
This one verse last year in this tract that Brother Ernie referred to, and it says in the middle of it here, it had but one thought, this whole subject, had one thought, that, and this is what it was, that God is waiting in the depths of my being to talk to me if I would only get still enough to hear his voice. Have a telephone number here where you can get this tomorrow.
I think we have in our hymn book, Make Me a Blessing Out of My Life, May Jesus Shine. Is it 283? 281. You know how often I do that? I miss by like two numbers. I don't know what it is about me. 281. Let's stand together as we sing. 281.
Spirit.